This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down I'm, in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
smell
it.
Welcome back to another edition of In Deep Show, 2018 style. I am your man, Big B. Ready to get this thing going as soon as I get this frog out of my throat. As all of you know, I do not do the show alone. Besides the frog in my throat, I am rocking out with Miss Reese.
Happy New Year.
And it's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Happy New Year. Woo-woo.
Happy New Year. Happy New You.
Oh, and Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
All that.
Resolutions, revelations. Any?
Are you asking?
Yeah.
No, I don't do it.
I don't do this shit
anymore. I'm into it.
Oh,
y'all fuck. Know I'm the corny one.
Here we go.
So, not necessarily New Year's resolutions, you know, that stuff that we start on the 1st and then we're done by the 8th. But I am into the one word principle. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm. I have not.
So, there is a book called One Word That Will Change Your Life. So you read this book, it's a very quick read, but you basically end up choosing one word that you focus on for the whole year. And I find that to be a lot more productive than the resolution. So 2016, my word was discipline. 2017, my word was love. And 2018, it's accelerate.
Well, sounds like I don't have to read it. You just kind of...
But what I have found, money. Seriously though, that throughout the year, I really do go back to that word and what I'm trying to focus on. So if you had one word to choose for 2018, what would it be?
Well, that was a question?
Yes.
Oh, one word.
A huge sigh.
Wealthimony.
I like wealthimony, like wealth and matrimony.
How about that?
Yes. Yay. I love it.
Me? Let me think. I think healthy.
I'm off to a piss poor start on both, by the way.
Okay.
Well, it's only the 9th.
Like, really, it just, year just started. I think I'd say healthy.
Healthy. Yeah. See? And then that's something you can think about in April, in June, October, and December.
I'm off to a piss poor start.
Oh, God.
I couldn't
I'm
do
doing good with Accelerate. Y'all not going to mess up
I had some hot tamales and M&M's.
I thought about health.
Peanut or plain?
Peanut. I ate the plain ones yesterday.
Well, no, I thought about health, but after last night's 6 to 8 top shelf margaritas with 5 tequila shots to follow. I don't see me retaining. Being,
oh, you know, gosh. I got to work with y'all off the mic.
But yeah. But, you know, wealthimony, I have jumped out the gates hard on the wealth.
Uh-huh. The amoni ain't right.
That motherfucker. Aww. That motherfucker backed out the starting gate and he's grazing over in the pasture.
You saying he's back in 2017?
He's in 2017.
Shit. That's all right. It'll catch up.
That motherfucker closer to 2016 than 17 right now.
Hey, you might want to stay right there until February 15th. After, you know, Valentine's Day. Then you might
want to. I want to do
that. I mean, because you might need to stay under the radar. I don't know.
For what?
I don't know.
Are you talking about an army? What shit going on in my goddamn life? Well, I have a word that I would like to offer for the In Deep Show and IDS brand.
Yes.
Consistency.
I love that.
We're going to do a better job this year. Promise you people. Staying at you. You know, we appreciate that you have opened up your ear holes to us and let us penetrate your mind and body and spirit and all that. So we'll be here for you more. Now, you know, we might come to you in the form of Voltron. You know, Legos, Lincoln Logs, however you want to put that together. Either way, it'll be a beautiful masterpiece when all said and done.
There you go.
Well, that's all that's important.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. So, anybody doing anything exciting for the new year?
Sigh.
We should all be good and sober now that it's tonight. Come down off our drunken stupors.
Actually, I haven't been drunk in 2018 yet.
Me neither.
Yeah. I'm doing bad. I'm 9 days in. I haven't really...
I mean, I've had a good buzz at points, but...
I had a decent one, but it didn't last long enough.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. And New Year's, just hang out with friends and family and, you know, that's it.
My New Year's was bittersweet.
Drink.
My father was in the hospital and he really was not doing well on New Year's Eve. I literally got a call to rush to the hospital on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
And he was slipping away, but... That was the bitter part. The sweet part is that he came back. So.
Oh, look at God.
Look at him. Won't he do it?
Won't he?
Ow, okay. There we go.
All right. Gremlins or red wine.
Yeah.
That's one of the two.
That is
or both.
Definitely the red wine.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Didn't I do that? Did I do that one?
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
You starting out like guns blazing 2018.
We will blame that shit on Doc. Because he ain't here.
See?
Fuck that.
Right to defend himself. But nope, that was you.
All that. Everything is like loud and okay, Dot. You know, just
no, something popped up over there.
I see.
Yeah.
No.
Even the computer's like, what? Where have y'all been? The computer's like doing some things too. Doo-doo. Okay.
And I will just come over there. Situation.
Right.
I said Thursday.
Man, listen. This this is what we get when we haven't been here for a while. The computer is like, hey, what's going on? The equipment is like, hey, what's happening?
It's like April Fool's.
You know what I mean? Like in the studio. Or, you know, or the equipment could just be rusty like we are. You know, that could be a possibility as well.
But we came back. We accelerated. And we're back.
I was going to say, I can't use my word for that.
You can't use your word for that.
No. I might change my word. Can I change it?
You definitely have until the end of the show to change your word.
Okay. So far, I'm going to stick with it for like a minute.
Let's do it.
Okay. And then we're going to see Because I don't know, maybe I might be feeling something else.
I feel like you might change it.
You think so?
And I feel like I have a word for you, too.
What do you think my word is? Let me ask that. Because if I remember, I'm going to... One of us is going to post it on Facebook because I'm interested to see what the Deepsters, you know, what their word is. But what would you say the word is for me?
I feel like... Okay, I feel like I was probably bullshitting when I said I have it. But I am going to get it.
Okay.
Because the healthy, that's like that's going to happen. That's obvious.
Is it?
It is. Because we're in a season and we are growing and getting to our next levels and all of that. Mm-hmm. Living our best lives.
You know, honestly, the first word that popped in my head when you started talking about it was joy. But for the most part, I'm always good.
Yeah, you're joyous.
Yeah.
You always have that joy.
Yeah, I'm always good. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, just like a normal... Where?
You got that joy down in your heart.
Yeah, I mean, it's... So I'm like, that's not really...
I like love for you, too, my word for last year. I like love for you.
No, love is dope. But, I mean, like, I have other priorities, sorry to say.
You probably do, but that shit is going to, like, come at you and I would rather not going
yeah,
to
I would rather for
expect it.
Yeah, that's what I would prefer.
I see that.
And I'll be
you.
Like, what?
I see it.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it here first. January 9th, 2018.
That's what's up. L-O-V-E.
Healthamoni. Healthamoni and wealthamoni.
Oh, shit. Mm-mm.
Calm down with the money part.
Oh, shit.
Let's say health alone. Get that on as a tattoo. Health alone.
So we are going to do something a little bit different. For those who listen to the show, usually though, right about now we sort of kind of go into the doc's diagnosis, the minister of misinformation's segment. But what we're going to do is actually we're going to take a brief break. Only so we can continue the show.
That we can fix stuff.
Yeah, it's sort of like I feel something going on with one of the front tires and it's best to pull over now and investigate. Then a blowout and we flip the bitch over and we all die.
So. It's a break-a-moni.
You just gonna just ride this one all the way to
I'm
the
I'm riding end. That okay. Moni the whole way.
Just throw up the color bars. We'll be back.
How about that? We'll be right back.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Here we go, yo. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
All right. Welcome back and welcome to the scoop. Who's going to kick off the scoop today?
Me. Guess who I want to talk about? Guess. I feel like everybody already knows.
Trump.
Oprah.
Oprah.
Let's talk about Oprah.
Yes.
You get a car, and you get a car, everybody and you get a new president in 2020, and you might get a new president in 2020.
Oh, shit.
Woo woo, Oprah. So, okay, I don't know. Did y'all watch the Globes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I missed it.
I'm a total dork. I love award season. I watch all of that shit.
I usually do too, but I missed it.
But did you see? I know you saw her speech by now.
I've heard it in bits and pieces, not in totality.
Oh, you have to.
Okay. Yeah, you do. But so after her speech, we were all running to Twitter, typing in Oprah 2020. I mean, I will have to be honest, I was one of those people. I got really excited. I was lost, you know, in a moment. I wasn't standing up and clapping. But I'm pretty sure I did a slow clap, like, You know how you get that face where you're like, damn, yes. Go ahead. You know, I think I threw in a yes queen.
That's the let the church say amen face. Like, you right? Just stand in looking like, yes.
But then I thought a little differently. As everything, you know, started to cool. Well, no, it's still kind of hot. But as I started, of course, you always, you know, you look at Twitter, which can be good and bad, as I've always said since we started this show. Good and bad. And it kind of made me think, like, you know, some people have the opinion of, well, why does a black woman have to get elected and save the day again? Why, you know, how would you feel? I think it was like some popular, you know, folks from Black Twitter talking about it. How would you feel if Oprah had to push the button and send out a drone strike? I said, oh, shit. You know, how would you feel if she did become president? You know, everybody loves Oprah now. But, you know, she had to come across and do some hard shit, like kick 200,000 El Salvadorians out, 500,000 Haitians out of the country. How would you feel about Oprah then? And I was like, oh, how dare you, Twitter, try to change my mind on this topic. But it did give me pause. So, I mean, you know, Gail is down, Honey Graham, who Stedman, he's Honey down. Graham, yes. That's what Oprah calls him.
I know.
He's down. A lot of the celebrities are down. But I ain't gonna lie, Twitter made me pause.
I'm not down. I was never into it.
No?
And I love Oprah Winfrey. I idolize her. And I just, maybe not 2020, like maybe at some point, but I don't want her to have to come in there and clean up Trump shit.
That was what she'd have to do.
I'm not into that. So yeah, I love her and I want her to stay in her space and I want her to enjoy her ranch and her Weight Watchers.
She's doing very well. She looked really good.
She was completely snatched.
Oh yeah, you know they had some
at the Golden Globes.
Somebody was on her back pulling the string.
Like, I need that in 2018. Yeah, can I do my word for the year snatch? Maybe I should switch. But I'm not into it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Michelle or Oprah?
I don't want any one of us to come in 2020.
Yeah. Because I was even on an Oprah Kamala Harris ticket. And I was like, oh my God, that would be like the best ticket ever. Then I was like,
you just sounded like Oprah right there.
I know. I did that on purpose. That's what I said, Oprah. But I don't know. Then I was like, ooh, I don't even know if I want that. Like, I don't even know if I want Kamala to do it. Kamala, Cory Booker.
Not into it.
Cory Booker, Kamala. Ah.
I don't know yet.
I don't know.
I don't want it yet. I feel like we got to revisit in 24. Like, yeah.
It's not like she's going to be super old, you know, by then. Right. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, hell, Bernie, I think he 1 foot in. And I think he might run again. So, you know.
And my other guy with the arm. I forgot. He was old, too. He was old
John
as hell,
McCain.
Too.
McCain. With the arm.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I'm so sorry.
Lord.
God bless him. But, yeah. Y'all knew what I was talking about, though.
Yeah, I sure did. And Joe Biden. Joe Biden, Oprah.
I don't ever want Kamala Oprah to be vice.
Joe Biden,
she
Kamala Harris
is the ticket.
What about that one? Biden, Harris.
You know what?
Biden, Booker.
There's a dude down at Union Station that shines shoes that I actually wouldn't mind in the office compared to what the fuck I'm dealing with right now. So it's everything sounds so good. It's like a fat person at a buffet.
Golden Corral.
So where do you start? Everything works right now. And I don't know if that's because shit is so bad or perceived so bad or whatever. Damn, I don't know. I don't know where I would want to start in that candy store of all these good names. And
what good names?
I mean, all the ones you've been naming, just
oh, like, technically, I said Oprah and somebody else, and then I said Oprah and somebody else, or somebody else and Oprah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, you know, I threw out, you know, Michelle. And,
Michelle
and,
said nah.
And then Biden, and I mean, all of that just sounds so fucking good right now.
Biden, Michelle?
Biden, Obama?
Damn, that'd be like getting the band back together.
Mm-hmm. God. That kind of
stirred that, something isn't that up
a,
in me.
Right? Isn't that a way to backdoor back like into that. What we all want anyway?
I kind of like that. And then the vice goes for the... Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
Something to think about.
Now we talking. We cooking with gas.
Son just of a saying. Bitch.
Just saying.
I don't want my boo Oprah to do 2020, though.
Yeah, I think... I really hate to admit it, but I really feel like Black Twitter changed my mind. Like, I have to go back and revise my tweet now. That don't happen. I get my entertainment from them, but... Oof. Well, no, some political stuff from them, too. But, I mean, but, you know, this is like, whoa. Damn, Black Twitter. You did it. You did it. And, because at first, like I said, I was kind of like... What they talking about? No, that don't make no sense. Then, I started to think.
But we can say that. Right. I mean, she delivered at that Golden Globes.
She did. Everybody was on their feet.
She delivered. I mean, that speech as a speaker, like, she killed it.
Yeah, she really did.
It was
did.
Crazy.
Yeah. No, okay, wait. Before we switch topics real quick. So what about The Rock? Because he's, yes.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
He's been swirling the idea in his head about running for president.
Lies. Go to bed. No.
I'm like, can you just go run for where is it? California?
No.
Something.
Is he from California?
No. Somewhere.
Something wherever. Local.
Yeah.
No.
Run. Try that first. I don't know why. See, but I feel more comfortable with Oprah first, and then The Rock. Like, can go do like something on the local level.
I love how sexy he is, but no.
Can you imagine
stay in your place?
Can you imagine if he was our president though? Be like every day.
I don't
want
to be lusting over my president like that. He needs to.
What's going on with Obama?
Look a certain way. No, he's too skinny for me. I'm a chubby chaser.
Oh, Jesus.
Get another segment.
Speaking of.
Sounds like a dating sucks.
Yeah, that's the other show.
Speaking of chubby chasing.
Uh-oh.
Now, there's actually only one person in this room that could get down with this person. It's Reese.
I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
LeVar Ball.
Oh, boy.
Why can I get down with this person?
And his big ball of brand. Because you're the only one that can afford his shoes in here.
Stop yourself.
And you're probably already. Right. You got your pair, didn't you?
He right.
Stop faking.
You got a t-shirt.
Stop faking.
You got a hat. Can you get me one? I can't promise I'm going to wear it outside, but I can just.
What's so funny? I actually considered getting.
See what I'm saying?
See, you called it.
I'm not even wealthy enough to consider it.
You called it.
So,
how much does a t-shirt run?
My wealth of money is on life support.
See, the wealth of money came back. No.
But anyway, it's a good thing that you probably didn't pull that plug because he and his big ball of brand has received. An F rating from the Better Business Bureau.
Shut it up. Ooh.
Yes. His ZO2 sneaker has mounted complaints. People saying they never got them. People still saying they're waiting on orders. Discontinued items being replaced by basically, you know what, fuck it, just send them this shirt. Not even giving the people a choice of, hey, that's not available. Is there anything else you'd like to pick? They just pack up and ship you whatever the hell they felt like it.
No.
And not even give me an option for a refund.
Mm. You just flashed me to this company that I was trying to order some black owned that did me like that. But I ain't going to put them out there like I want to put them out there.
I was going to get to that black owned shit.
I'm just saying.
If
you want to know, tweet me.
If he's loud and wrong like that, though, like, you gotta back up whatever you putting out there. Like,
come with it.
If you are talking about these shoes and this big baller brand and all this stuff, like, I need you to have a supporting cast. Like, what are you doing?
Now, in the 106 years, and there's gonna be a prize for this, so, in the 106 years of the Better Business Bureau, how many Fs have they given out to a business?
I don't know, but I feel like because you asked, it's like under 50.
Just give me a number.
47.
I'm going to say 15.
One.
Oh, what?
To the big ball of brain.
No.
Oh,
stop.
Wow.
106 years, they have never given out F.
No. One?
Uno.
Wow. That's
and
crazy.
He earned that shit, too. Sounds
they
like.
They said the California Bureau CEO, Blair Looney, says that Mr. Ball has ducked all of his phone calls. He's tried to call and work with him and all that.
What?
It's just not going down. Now,
I can't believe that.
Mr. Ball, of course, you know, he's not going to go unspoken. Said to ESPN in a Trump-like manner, the Better Business Bureau, he said, first of all, I didn't even think they were still in business.
Oh, stop.
He said,
that's your first mistake right there.
Fire. Right.
Jeez Louise.
And he says, Yelp has replaced them in terms of relevance.
Mm-mm, not true.
And then he said that Nike and Adidas are behind all of the complaints.
Stop.
That his company has been.
He needs to go to bed.
It's been good.
No.
You know what, though? I feel like there has to be some type of shade to this. Because I'm like, in 100, what'd you say, 106 years? Yeah.
One?
Because, like, I mean, all these companies out here, it's a lot of trash-ass companies out here. And I find that hard to believe. He's the only one.
But I'm going to tell you, I've had only one situation in my life where I've had to get the Better Business Bureau. And
I've done it before.
Believe it or not, they make shit happen.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I've done it before.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I find it hard to believe. I mean, you got people out here like Chipotle.
Oh, shit. Door number one going down the drain.
Oopsie, sorry. I mean, I'm just saying, they're out there giving people the guts.
And I just ate that shit today.
You know what I mean? They're out there hurting people. I mean, you got people out there just, like I was talking about the company. I need to, you know what? I'm going to look up that company and see if they're on there. Huh. Okay.
They ain't getting no F, though.
How you know? Maybe they maybe they might be number two. But maybe they might be number two.
Honorable mention.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they might be number two and I ain't get a chance to complain yet. You don't know. But that's crazy. Also, it was a conspiracy theory online that they were mad because he's BBB and they're BBB.
Plot thickens.
Or he can just stop being trash and get his stuff together and stop picking orders from people and give people refunds and respond to people like a normal human being and a normal businessman.
So do
you do that?
Do we know how his son is performing with the Lakers? Do you have those stats?
Isn't he hurt?
Isn't he kind of like...
I don't think he's that good.
He's struggling.
Yeah, and last time I know he was hurt at some point. I don't know if he still is, but...
I mean, his jumper's hurt.
And when he had those shoes on, he wasn't performing either. I do remember that.
Shoot, they're probably messing up his ankles.
Oh, Father God.
Oh, well. What's his name?
Lava Ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, some with an L.
Another L ball. Maybe he's the coolest monkey in the jungle, like the H&M stuff, which is my topic we got to talk about. No? H&M. Why?
Why did y'all do that?
I just feel like there's got to be somebody in the boardroom, like,
well, for the people that don't know,
intern, a somebody, like, somebody has to stop this before it gets out there.
For people who don't know, tell them what you're talking about.
So, H&M, they dropped the ball, and they have a beautiful black king online with a sweatshirt on saying the coolest monkey in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey. 2018. With this climate that we have. With police brutality and staying woke and all of this.
Right.
Why? How did this happen?
Well, apparently... what people are saying, it was, I think it was on the Swedish website.
Right.
And so, you know, I've seen different things going back and forth. And some people were like, well, to us, you know, that's not really a racist term and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, come on, dudes. Like you said, there has to be somebody.
Somebody got to be there, like, halfway. Whoa.
Somebody. Anybody.
Somebody. And like, all these interns. Millennials.
Right.
Someone has to know. That this is not cool, you know, and what do we do, you know?
But you know what, there is somebody else that just is as guilty as H&M to me.
And that is?
It's fucking parents.
Y'all
couldn't say, hey, not a good look. Nah.
But do you know, though, sometimes, and I was reading, and I'm not saying for this particular campaign, sometimes they will digitally, you know, put something on a child or on a person, but
yes,
not this campaign.
And that's when I first saw the first image, I think I saw from, I don't remember who it was. So the first image, I was like, no, this is a joke. Like, I literally did not think it was real. Like, right. I thought that they had Photoshopped something on this little boy's chest. I'm like, no, that's not real. And then I kept seeing it, and I was like, this cannot be real. But what are we going to do? Like, what do we do at this point? Do we never shop at H&M again? Do we...
No, shop there now.
Like, I mean, what do we do? No,
I was going to say, keep it real, because I can't fit anything. But, I mean, I used to, you know, be able to, but right this moment, I can't fit anybody.
I shopped for my daughter. I shopped recently for my daughter from there, and... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go back.
Well, I think, I mean, that's your choice. And I think that's a good choice for you. You know, I think a lot of people are going to do that. I mean, of course they were like, oh, my bad. And then they took it down. You know, I mean, you can't have coolest monkey in the jungle. And then you have a little white kid saying something about being a survivor instructor or something like that. You know, I just had a friend who sent a picture. They said, what if it was a little white girl and it said coolest cracker in the box? Mm. Like, would that fly?
Mm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that didn't necessarily mean she's a cracker. Maybe she could just be a delicious buttery treat in the box. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that wouldn't fly. You know, somebody in that room would be like, ooh,
that would have perked up child porn lovers everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, ooh, go.
But it's my thing,
you know what I'm saying?
Though, like, something. If there is no commitment or consistency with the protest, what is the point of us shutting them down for 30 days if on Black Friday they're going to sell everything with 50% off and we're still going to be in there?
I just, you know, saw something. They, like, are having a big sale now.
Of course they are. Like, so if we're going to be in there for that, like, I had a girlfriend who, when Dove effed up and dropped the ball a couple of months ago with that ad that they did.
But that wasn't, real quick, that wasn't the complete ad. Everybody jumped to conclusions on that ad. Mm. There was more to that ad, and whoever stopped, did that one screen grab, got everybody crazy.
Right.
And had they shown the rest of it, it would have been different.
But the point I'm making is, she was like, oh, they messed up, but Dove makes my skin feel real good, so I ain't knowing shit about it. Like, literally, that's what it was. She's right. Like, until I find something that makes my skin feel as good as this. So, yeah. You know, we can't make the protest just convenient for us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going to stand for it, be woke about it, then we got to be woke about it.
Sure. I agree. But I also feel like that's not for me to tell other people, you know, stop shopping there. Because, again, I don't shop there anyway. So that's not for me to tell people to do that. I mean, I think it was, I don't know whoever, you know, did the first tweet about it. But, you know, they did at least, you know, one, get it taken down, two, put some awareness out there, because, you know, there are people out there that are like, oh, I call my kid monkey all the time, you know, because they crawl on stuff, you know, like, and honestly, I've called my dog monkey, you know, but it's a dog.
It's a dog. It wasn't a black
Yeah. And it wasn't a, right. It wasn't a child. I've never called a child a monkey, and nor would
I call
ever.
My coworker a monkey, because he has long gorilla arms. Oh my God. And I tell him that. Oh. Every time he complains about traffic, I say, just pull over and just swing along the electrical wiring. You'll be here shortly.
Monkey Moni.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a little different. But, you know.
Well, they tried it, though. H&M tried it.
Yeah, they did. I really do want to know, like, I don't know, maybe just with everything that's going on, maybe people are going to start thinking, like, you know what, perhaps we need to have some people of color in our boardroom, or on the sitting on the side, or call in Johnny that's in the mail room, or somebody, anybody. So maybe that'll start making people pay more attention. Maybe ... question mark, shoulder shrug. I don't know.
It's only the ninth of the month, so they.
Yeah. Right. So I refuse to believe that, you know, like I said, even some black people were like, oh, well, it's not really that bad. I mean, I'm in a group, and it was a whole bunch of different, you know, people from other ethnicities, but, you know, some of the black people, oh, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, over here, because people from other countries, they were saying, you know, we don't look at it in a racist manner. And I'm like, but if somebody's telling you how they feel, right, you gotta, you know, you gotta listen to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that's offensive, you gotta listen to them. You know what I mean? I don't know.
The rich get richer, and the poor don't get motherfucking thing.
Ooh, speaking of that, I'm scared of taxes. When it's time to do our taxes. Sorry, that just popped in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm scared for when that tax time comes up. I know it's a random thought. Mm-hmm. Fighting the queen.
But. I actually just got a couple butterflies when you said it.
See?
I haven't filed for 3 years. So.
Oh, Lord. Man, I have to bail you out.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
This is my third year. I got till this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I can tell you who's not worried about their taxes. At least not seriously worried. Jigga! Yes. Jay-Z, along with a group of investors, are reportedly lining up to purchase the 23% interest in TWC.
I like it.
The Weinstein Company.
I like it. I'm here for it.
You gonna change the name or not?
And these are not just, you know, rumors as Oprah's presidency. This is,
yeah, this is real.
Yeah, Jay was already in dealings with Mr. Weinstein on a couple projects. Mm-hmm. One being the Trayvon Martin miniseries. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? The Cleve Browder story. So, and you know, he's going to be doing productions on both those. So, you know, he has the people, the right people, and the right pockets lined up to go in and make a serious move on that. But I don't know, man. I mean, shit. How much fucking more? How much richer can you get, bro?
You said how what?
How much richer can you get?
But maybe it's not really about money, you know.
What about?
Huh?
What about?
I'm saying maybe it's not just about money.
It's about a footprint, you know, as well, I think.
Right.
I mean, I dig that.
And having a seat at the table and diversifying your portfolio.
For Jay, if it don't make dollars,
it don't make sense. I'm saying, but it's, you know, diversifying your portfolio. You know, you in music, why not get into TV and film?
I feel you. I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm like,
didn't he own a basketball team?
Strong.
And how many doors?
He had to give up those shares.
Oh.
When he got the
oh, a shit, the title?
The sports management.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I still think he has a part of that building, though.
Okay. Hmm. I mean, but, you know, why not?
I'm very into it.
Yeah, me too.
And I mean, out of all the riches he got, I mean, shit, he got B.
True that.
Riches.
I'm just saying.
I'm just chicken the game wearing this chain.
Yes, keep going, man. That's a good look. Maybe one day you'll reach Jeff Bezos status. They said he
and
did.
That was something so easy and simple. Did you see the picture of him recently, like in his little office, like half the size of this?
I missed that picture.
I'm show it to you.
Okay. I'm just like
$100 billion. Like,
no, I think it's 150. Was it 50 or 105? 50?
I thought it was 50.
Yeah, I think it's 150.
It said, the thing that I saw, the picture said 98.6 or something like that, 96.8, something like that. But I can't imagine surviving in 2018 without Amazon. Like,
right.
Anything that pops in my head, I'm like, oh, I got to get a phone case. I go and look for a phone case. And then I have detergent. And then I have a watch band. And then I have pajamas. And then I have...
telling you, if you look at my account... Amazon,
and
Amazon,
it is
Amazon.
At my door, like, yeah, the next day. Are you kidding me?
See, that's when it's like, another word, faith. He had faith because I forgot what company he was working for, but somebody was just telling me his story, which I didn't really know that he went to whatever company he was working for, was like, yo, I got this idea. They were like, no thanks. So he went to his family and friends and they gave him money. And now look.
The rest is history.
Let me step up on your Whole Food game, Jeff. But other than that, because he said he was going to take the prices down.
Started so far, out as an online bookstore and now it's
started from the bottom.
CVS, Target, Toys R Us. Like, we do everything on there.
I'm telling you.
God damn it.
I know. It's so simple. Like, when I'm like, why didn't I think of that?
Rich get richer.
Why didn't I think of this little shit you put on the back of your phone and hold the pop socket? Like, easy stuff. Uber. Why didn't I think of Uber? Like, it's a car taking you from one place to the next. Like,
you know, it's so funny, but it really is a faith thing and it's, you know, money thing. Because there are a couple of ideas that my mom had years and years and years ago that's like, dang, she would have thought about it. It was like an Uber Eats idea. And I forgot what the other stuff was we were talking about recently. And I was like, man, oh, well, scared money don't make no money. So
let me tell you something I just thought about, and it sounds like some drunk shit, but it's it's kind of like a reality show. Like, imagine.
Just put your idea out there, huh?
That's all right. It's on tape. So somebody try to steal it, you got proof.
So I'm thinking about a group of cool ass people like us crashing events. And like, it's like going viral. Like, then when people who are hosting these events, they actually want us to come to their events. It's like trending. Like, where are the party crashers? I don't have a cool name for us yet, but. And we just start crashing all of this stuff. So we're drinking and eating and looking good and taking pictures and shit. And then it's like a reality show. And then we're making money. And then we, I don't know. It's in development.
Okay. Patent pending. Trademark Reese.
Honestly, off the no bullshit, I mean, with what has just transpired in the last 3.5 months with this show, all we was missing was a camera crew, because that is a fucking reality show within itself. We can call it struggles of recording. I mean, it's, fuck the recording life. There we go.
Oh my god!
Good god! How many monks does it take to answer a phone?
You know what?
How many monks does it take to return a text?
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Wait, I'm about to say, because Doc wear the same size as that little boy.
Oh, Father God.
I can get him. And Doc do got little monkey fingers, too.
They don't have, it's not available anymore.
Fuck that. Nah, make it. We got, man, I got the,
ooh, imagine, who, I got the Ethiopians in
Forestville Mall.
You know it's on eBay.
Ethiopians in Forestville Mall make that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Serious. We gotta get the hell out of here real quick and take a break. And I think we got some feedback from 2017.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
We got some shit Nichols was talking about way back in the day and shit we gonna possibly play for you.
Cool.
And all that good shit. Adios. See you, man, Big B. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Adios. We care. Ting. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for hanging in there with us. And if you want to send us feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
We'll get it in this year.
Maybe.
Consistency.
Maybe. What's the number? 202-750-1437.
Yes.
you want to leave a voicemail for us. And hey, go on over to the Facebook page. I know Facebook is not as cool as it used to be. I understand that. Go over to the Facebook page or go to indeepshow.com and find out when we post new shows, because we do post new shows. Mm-hmm. And we do have some interesting things happening, popping, coming soon. So you want to keep yourself up to date. Okay. Thank you.
We aren't as big time as Starbucks is introducing their brand new news, but
I ain't gonna lie, I want to try it because I got a star.
First of all, the smoked butterscotch latte is the shit.
Okay. We're talking about the blonde roast, though. Mm-hmm. Espresso.
I got a Starbucks hookup. Hella Starbucks hookup. Ooh,
do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As long as I can keep pouring out monkey arms.
Do what you gotta do.
Absolutely.
Hey, for the culture.
I'm saying, can you get some coupons or something?
For the culture.
Coupons. He walks in there and just.
No, I meant for me.
No, I'm just saying. You know, come on now. You know how we used to do. Just walk up in that motherfucker and be like, that shit to popping.
Can they put some Baileys in there or something? You gotta
bring your
BYOB.
Own. Right. Pretty much.
Oh,
trying to get him fired.
I ain't gonna lie. I do got a stash box of rum chata cups in the office.
Oh, that's a... Wait, do you have any of those?
In the office.
I mean, on site.
Oh. No, literally in the office. Stashed behind some plates in the kitchen.
Right. That's not doing me no good. But anyway. Anywho.
$15 gives you a box of the little cup things. Hmm. It's
nice. You're a tease.
No one trying to pay for it. But anyway.
But no, really, if you send us feedback, we will definitely
play it, read it,
do our best to get it in before year's end, unlike the feedback that you're about to hear now.
IDS family, this is K-Mart. Hope all is well with you guys. Just wanted to answer the question of the day. Would I give a person 20 chances or give 20 people a chance? Me personally, I'd be more on the side of giving 20 people a chance. At that point, I mean, if you're having to give a person like over 20 chances to get it right, I mean, pretty much saying that they will not get it right. Even though, I mean, me personally, I mean, hey, I'm a very forgiving person. I'm a very patient person. But after a while, it's like, dude, it's either you're going to get it or you're not going to get it. And man, it also depends. It has to depend on the situation, though. I mean, man, if a person cheats, I don't know. I mean, maybe they could work through it. Maybe we can work through it. Who knows? I mean, I've seen plenty of relationships kind of survive the cheating. I mean, hey, I've been cheated on. Wasn't really cool with giving it another chance. I mean, another chance. I tried to give a second chance, but it just didn't work out. So, I mean, it just really depends on the situation. Anyway, you guys, just want to tell you guys, have a blessed Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful New Year's. Stay safe out there. Man, you know how these clowns be acting when it's New Year's. So, like I said, stay safe. Hey, see you guys in 2018. Just keep doing what you're doing. Here, peace out.
Shit. somebody sent Kmart a text message.
I know, it's too late now.
Fuck.
Who knows when he said
I ain't heard from him since he recorded this. So
I'm just saying.
Tripped down the steps on the other way.
But didn't that happen to him on his last recording, too?
Yes.
What Kmart be doing?
I don't know. Happy New Year, Kmart.
Kmart be underneath the desk in the house recording. I told you don't communicate with them people no more, nigga.
Or at work. I was just checking on
Kmart 2020.
My order.
My. All right, let's see.
You gonna ask?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So, yeah, we want to give Reese a cup.
Yes.
Would you give a person 20 chances or 20 people a chance?
I feel like I'm on the give one person 20 chances team. Mm-hmm. Only because I think that as we grow into relationships these days, and we've all probably had quite a few relationships before we, you know, get into something with someone now, there's growing pains. And we got to work that shit out. So sometimes it may take 20 things that I have to tell you to prove or to show how I get down and figuring out how we do that shit together. 20 mm-hmm. people, one chance. I don't have enough time for 20 people. So one person, 20 chances.
Hey. All right, y'all. Let's jump back into our time machine and go back into 2017.
In Deep Show, it is 2018. This is almost the anniversary of when I started listening to you, lovely, beautiful folks. I think I started listening to y'all back in, it was back in, when I want to say, was it February? I want to say February. No, it wasn't February. I'm lying. I think I started listening to y'all like towards the summertime, because I remember one of the main reasons I started to look for other podcasts, because I was listening to Fantasy Football podcast, and it was around Fantasy Football time, probably 2 months prior to the actual season starting. So I'm lying. I take back that anniversary, but I still love y'all like as if it was an anniversary. But anyhow, we made it to 2018. No resolution. Just let's just upgrade and love each other a little bit more. Okay? Okay, Queen? Okay, Doc? Like, love each other a little bit more. Yo, this Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Redskins beef, you know what I'm saying? Rude boy. Let's stop. I'm lying. Philly is trash. And you know what? I hate Boston. I hate everything about Boston. Okay? I don't have no beef with the Redskins. I don't have no beef with shit, everybody else in the world. I hate Boston. The Boston Celtics, everything about them. That's right, I'm a goddamn Lakers fan. But it's all about love in 2018, people. And I love y'all. I really do. You know what I mean? I think we should connect more in 2018. That's what I want. I want us to connect more in 2018. That's what I want. That's what BTG wants. That's what Nephew wants. Can we make that happen? All right. And damn it, Gina. Don't we miss damn it, Gina? Shit. Damn it.
You want to talk about a time machine? Shit.
Wait, I'm like, when did he send that? Like, the other day? It was already 2018 in that one.
Yeah, I think it was like January 2nd.
Yeah, okay, cool.
He did say love.
Yep.
And he second. Pretty much said consistency.
He did.
I like it.
He right. Mm-mm-mm. Happy New Year, BTG.
But why he call you out and Doc? Y'all ain't been loving?
I guess I don't know.
Have you not been portraying love through these airways, Queen?
I mean, you know, sometimes Doc be sending for me, you know, coming for me, and I don't send for him. So maybe that's what he's talking about. I don't know. I honestly don't know what the hell he's talking about. But anyway.
Queen, I need you to start loving the chimpanzee a little bit more.
I need you to cut that out. But I mean, yeah, come on. Doc's fam.
The coolest chimpanzee in the jungle.
Even though I want to smack him sometimes. He's still family. So,
absolutely.
You know, you argue with family. That's what you do. You know what I mean?
Everybody got that drunk uncle that show up.
Stop it.
Unexpected.
Okay. Go to bed.
Right. Don't call him when he coming. And don't call him when he not coming.
Well,
uh-oh. Hey, Doc.
Right. Hey, look.
Hey.
So, anyway. Hey, if you haven't listened to his podcast yet, it's BTG for President. Check him out.
BTG for President. Now, I want to kind of say that he's been listening to us a little bit longer than what he mentioned on the thing. Because usually fantasy football starts before football season, so we'd be sort of back into the prior September-ish.
I couldn't even tell you how long I've been on this show, so I mean, if you don't know how long you've been, you know what I'm saying? So let's cut him some slack on that. I do know it was episode 41. I do know that.
Shout out to the founders of being consistent.
Is that you,
all
like
these years.
Mount Rushmore?
My statue.
Shout out. Yes.
Okay.
Can I go back to my 2014 belly though?
Can you?
It adds character.
Can you breathe?
Anyway. Tell my belt that adds character. All right. Moving right along.
What's going on? What's going on in Deep Show? Wishing y'all happy, well, past Thanksgiving. Man, some of us are out of work, and I totally forgot to call y'all back, you know, call a little earlier, but better late than never, you know what I'm saying? Better late than never. But yeah, hopefully y'all had a nice one, you know. So who cooked, man? I know Big B probably threw something down. Queenie? Doctor? I hope your ass stayed out the kitchen, man. Nobody, you know, ain't nobody trying to get poisoned or nothing. And I know your family members, you gave them a whole bunch of wrong information, didn't you? But yeah, man, hopefully y'all had a good time with the loved ones, man, if y'all had any come through the city or whatnot. As for me, you know, two of my sisters moved out of town. One moved about 2 hours north of Dayton. And then the other one moved to Atlanta, which is about 9 hours away from Dayton. So that's about it. So it was just me and my mom and dad, man, and, well, my kids. That's about it. So Thanksgiving was a little small, you know. Had a little leftovers from my family and friends. It's out of work. But, yeah, it was all right, though. I ain't complaining. But, yeah, man, yeah. Will I let my specific other date go to dinner with their ex? Shit, I'd be like, hey, is he paying for it? All right, shit, go ahead and make sure you take it to go plate. Bring me some food. But yeah, man, I'd be like, yo, just bring me some food, man. As long as he paying, I ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all about trust, man. But yeah. That's my feedback. Hopefully I'm doing good. Fly, go fly. Root Boy signing off. All right, y'all. Peace.
All right. So, through the magic of editing, something just happened and y'all won't know what the hell it was. So, it's good. This is what we do.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Shot with that shit.
Happy New Year.
But anyway, we getting to this last bit of verbal feedback.
It was like a what?
Right.
Last bit of verbal feedback.
Oh, that's what that
is. I thought you said verbal.
Right. I didn't know what.
I don't know what just happened.
Reese Cup, shut up.
In Deep Show, this is Kmart. Well, we come to the end of the year. Just want to give out my one finger, two finger. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna start with the one finger because I kind of want to end on a high note. First off, one middle finger to cancer. Shoot, man, I lost a couple people within like a 3 or 4 day span of. One was a friend, one of my fellow Eagle fans. She lost her life. She was like in her mid 40s, and I also lost my uncle. He's not like my uncle, but he was like a pretty much we called him uncle. He lost a long battle with cancer. So, I gotta go home next weekend. So, kind of sucks, sucky way to end and start the new year off, but. To anybody who knows anybody or that's dealing with dealing with cancer, hey, just want to let you know, hey, I'm praying for you guys. So, done with that. let me get on to some lighter. Let me give a couple two fingers. First off, two fingers to you guys. B, Doc, Queen, you guys have like been the constant. You guys, man, you guys just don't know how much you guys just don't know how much you guys have helped me through like long drawn out shifts at work, giving me constant laughs, stuff that makes me say what the hell. Yeah, so I'm gonna let you know, guys, know that hey, you guys are appreciated. Keep doing your thing in 2018. Doc, man. Hey, we need some more buddy stories in 2018, dog. next shout out. Actually, want to give a shout out to the listeners, the Deepsters. everybody who calls in, leaves feedback. Man, it's great. I mean, I love hearing when people call in and it's a lot of content being thrown around. Also, shout out to Big B, Teddy D. You guys have like given me like a bunch of great advice on me starting my podcast in the near future. So, I want to give you guys a shout out. And lastly, I want to give a big two fingers to the missus. She just finished her master's degree program last week. So what we did was went to the car dealership, got her a new ride. So I'm definitely proud of her. Very happy for her. So that's 2017 closes. Hey, just want to tell you guys, hey, let's do big things in 2018. I'm very proud to know you guys. And hey, that's it, man. Y'all be easy. Be safe. Later.
I like that.
Thanks, K-Mark.
Thanks, K. Yeah, me all sort of choked up over here.
I know. Get all misty and shit.
Yes.
Kind of threw with a little curveball. I thought he was gonna go like somewhere like real deep when he was like, you know, y'all have really just pulled me through some the most longest shifts at work. I'm like, damn, I thought you was gonna say like through the passing of a loved one and.
No, but that was amazing though.
I'm like, damn.
Shout out to you too on behalf of the
Houston. Came out, now I got to fuck with them.
That's awesome. Y'all have been holding it down. And sometimes you really don't even know how many people you're touching. So,
absolutely.
The fact that he put that out there, I love that.
Absolutely.
Me too. Can't wait to meet him.
No doubt.
He's already met him. I wasn't there. I was somewhere else. I don't know where I was.
Sounds like we need to have a little something something.
Well, he's in Arizona.
He's in Arizona. Wait. Oh, he moved.
Okay.
When did that happen? Wait.
Yeah, so long ago.
For real?
Yeah.
You know my mind ain't right. And I don't even smoke. I need some ginkgo biloba. Damn. I just gotta remember to take it.
But what he did say, what I did hear in that was love and consistency. I'm just saying.
I know, man. We're gonna be more consistent with our shit. And
that's why we're here today.
Absolutely. Kick the year off right. We're going to kick it off last week. But we kick it off today. And all that good shit.
Well.
And that's what's important.
Oh, man.
Well, I love y'all for welcoming me. And I will be as consistent as I can.
Dope.
Do as much as I can to help out.
Greatly appreciate that. It's hard, you know. I mean, life gets in the way. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, as they say, life comes at you fast, too. So sometimes it gets a little hard. I mean, you know, you work. You have a job. You know, that's why Doc's not here today. You know, he had to work. So, and, you know, you do what you can. But it's always nice to know, I don't know. Sometimes I guess I don't even think about it because, you know, this for me is still fun. So I don't even really think about that, you know, who's listening, who's not listening. Because, you know, before when I first started doing this, I used to let the numbers consume me. Like, you know, how many listeners did we get on this app? How many listeners on this one? How whatever, whatever. But then after a while, I just was like, you know what? Let me let that go and just have fun and just enjoy, you know, this for as long as I can enjoy it, you know, just, yeah, keep it moving. Don't worry about it. I mean, the people we've come across, they've been some really awesome people, whether it's, you know, listeners or other podcasts. It's been really cool. Oh, and while it's on my brain, shout out to the Black Guy Who Tips. They celebrated an anniversary. I think Ross said something about like 8 years ago they started doing their podcast, or either eight years ago he started doing it full time, or 8 years ago, I can't remember exactly, but I know it's a big anniversary for them. Mm-hmm. So please excuse me, I don't know the exact number, but shout out to them because you know they also, you know, got a lot of people started in the podcast game, and it's good to see a lot more folks of color that are out there doing this now. You know,
congratulations.
So it's really dope. So. Shout out to Rod and Karen. I don't know why I'm all singing today.
I love it.
It was the Oprah thing.
That's what it is. And Oprah. Speaking of Oprah, the biggest thing that I got from her speech was really about speaking your truth. And that really says a lot about what has happened with the In Deep show and everything, you know. Speaking your truth, and you have no idea who connects with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they make that connection, and it helps them to... Remix.
We said some crazy stuff happening today, trying to hold us back.
That was Doc.
You know what? Probably. If he knew technology, but he doesn't, so I'm going to say it wasn't him. But anyway, so what were you saying?
But it helps. You know, when you speak your truth and you can connect with someone.
Sure.
It makes a huge difference, you know. That's why I'm very transparent and I tell all my shit. Because if it's going to help someone else get to another level, then that's what it's about.
Sure. It really, I mean, the funny part, not in a ha-ha way, it really actually does. Because, I mean, you know, it's like I listen to other people's podcasts and I learn things and I feel things, and you know, and we've had some really good topics on the show. You know, Drew talked about something really, you know, personal, important, and I'm sure somebody got something out of that. You know, we've all had those moments, you know, that we've talked about things where it was very personal to us and probably something we never really thought we were going to talk about, but then it's like we did, and you know, so I don't know. So hopefully, maybe it helps someone, and you know, and to anybody that's listening that's thinking about starting a podcast, it's a lot of commitment, but you know, you have a voice and I'm sure you have something to say, and whatever you decide to talk about, I'm sure, you know, there will be people out there that want to listen to it, and you don't know who you may touch by, you know, by talking.
You have no idea. I was blessed with an opportunity to speak for almost an hour at a convention recently, and I literally just talked about my life, you know, divorce, struggles with my father, all types of stuff. And just the amount of people who came up to me and told their stories, I literally felt like a counselor at some point. Like, people were literally crying and sharing their stories. But, you know, the biggest thing I got out of that was some of the people who were saying, like, I've never said this out loud. I've never shared this with anyone. And that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So... shout out to y'all, like, for making a difference.
You know, it's so funny. Sometimes I think it's easier to talk to a stranger about things and talk to people you know.
Yep.
I mean, just a real quick story. I remember being in the airport, and I was in one of the restaurants, and it was really, really crowded, and I had a table. And this lady came and over and asked me if she could sit down at the table with me, and I was like... okay, like, right. Not okay. Really, but okay. Okay. So anyway, so she sat down and we started talking, and she started telling me like so much stuff. And I was like, wow, this lady is just spilling her guts and just, you know, I mean, and we were, you know, engaged in conversation, you know, so I guess, I don't know, somewhere in there she felt comfortable enough to tell me all these things about her. Now, granted, I don't know what her name is. I can't remember, but that's not important. But what made me feel good as she got up to go catch her flight was that I was the person that was there to be able to listen to her, and clearly she needed to talk to somebody, and it was somebody she didn't know, was never going to see again, and you know, she needed to get some stuff off her chest.
And you never know how much of a difference that made. She may have been considering suicide or anything, you know what I mean?
Never
but
know.
She had someone to listen to her.
So. Right. So be kind to one another. So that's something, you know, definitely. Listen to people. Take some time to listen to someone. And if you haven't, you know, spoken to someone, it's a new year. Reach out to them. Check in on them. Make sure they're okay. You know, people say they're strong all the time. But, excuse me, sometimes, you know, that person you think is strong really needs somebody to talk to. And like Kmart said, you know, he had people that passed. And, you know, I've had people that have passed from cancer. And, you know, so maybe if that's something, you know, that is going on with you or something going on with your family, you know, reach out to somebody and talk to them, you know. So.
Makes such a big difference.
It does.
Y'all just make me want to, like, go out and hug people.
I'm saying hugs are powerful.
Difference.
They really are. You ever notice where you already sad and you're upset and somebody hugs you it makes it worse. You're like, oh, get off. Right. You feel like you want to release everything once they hug you. You're like, don't touch me. But
I love a good hug.
Yeah. So it's they're powerful.
I can attest to that, and I ain't going to get too deep. But, man, my mom at my mom's funeral. Oh, my God. I was running away from you because I was like, I can't take no time from Queen. I'm a million pieces out here. But, yeah, that it hug can do a lot of things.
It can. Or a call out of the blue.
Yeah.
Or a good old-fashioned handwritten note or card that you're not expecting. It doesn't cost a lot. It's not a big investment to do these things.
Nope. Not at all.
Let's all do that tomorrow.
What's
can
that?
Can we do that tomorrow?
What? Call each other?
Can we do a call somebody or a hug somebody or a shout out somebody?
How about I post Doc's number so all the deepsters can call him and say
it don't matter. You know he ain't gonna answer it. So it don't matter. So it'll be a waste of time.
We're doing that tomorrow. It's the love challenge.
Okay.
All right. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. I don't know. Mess around and call you.
Don't call me. I'm working.
Jeez Louise. He just missed this whole conversation.
And or drinking.
I'm gonna call you and be like, buy me a drink.
There you go.
No, I keep that in the glove. Come on, glove. You sipping. How they had a nerve to have somebody ride with me today on some type of training shit. So it was so cute. He was all eager. He was like, so the SAP, like what's that all about? Man, don't ask me. Don't just sell beer. Don't ask me shit. I don't even know how I get paid in this bitch. Don't ask me nothing.
I love how you changed your voice to his too. That was pretty funny.
Really?
So how's he
out here? Uh-oh. I'm serious. I said, Slim, I told him, don't. You better go ask Zoe. I don't know nothing about this shit. I just be faking in that van. Driving around D.C.
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Sampling beer.
Right.
Y'all want to taste this?
You got the dream job.
I be sampling it with niggas passed out.
You do have the dream job, though.
I'm telling you.
On the corner.
I'll be honest with you. You have the dream job.
Right. I'm trying to wait until I'm going to transition over to what I want to do.
It's cool for me this time of year because this is the beer that I like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Stouts and porters. Porter. Damn. I just got to know her.
Okay. Anyway.
Some things are going to come over into 2018 with me.
The corn.
Okay, there were some people I needed a shout out. They were like, you better give me a shout out. Okay. And I just don't know who the fuck they are.
Uh-oh.
Clearly, my memory didn't come into 2018.
Come on, B. You got this.
I got it. I'm working on it. You know, with all this the soul cleansing that we just did, we're not even going to talk about no topics right now. We're just going to just enjoy this feel-good moment. And but you know what? I do want to hop on something that Kmart said. And this is a plea that we've been sort of putting out since we kind of went big 2014-ish. You know, we had a few years before we actually stepped on into the mainstream. Mm-hmm. We had our training wheels on, per se. This show works because of you all. And the show gets better when you all participate. So yeah, let's hear it. You know, I know y'all love BTG. That's why he got his own show. I know y'all love Kmart. That's why he working on his own show. I know y'all love Rude Boy. Cause you love Rude Boy. But we want to hear from some other people, y'all. Not that we don't want to hear from them. Just want to hear from some more. We see you. We see y'all movements and y'all ninja style shit. You know, we see y'all out there. And let's put some voices with faces. AD, it's time for you to speak up, girl. We ain't heard from you in a while. Mm-hmm. I see AD. AD just move. Fine. AD's part of the Wu-Tang Clan. She moving stealth-like. So, yeah, we need to hear from her. Who else? We need to hear from Miss Who That herself. Stop that faking. I see you all over. You partying, taking pictures.
She out there living her best life. She ain't got time for you.
What the fuck?
Nah, she is out there living her best life.
She can pick the damn phone up while she is on the way to one of her shindigs.
Mm-hmm. I like the lipstick, girl.
One of her rug cutting ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And she can say hi.
Say hi, boo. I want to meet you.
I know, right? We've been trying. We have failed her. Because we were supposed to have been in NOLA a long time ago.
True that. Well, that's
NOLA?
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
See.
When is it going down?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We got to work on it.
I'm on that plane.
Talk to Miss Travel over here.
Got to work on it.
I'm on that plane.
Been trying to get Trump to put a travel ban on her ass.
Hey, wait a minute. I know you're not talking about Travel McTravel-y.
Let me tell you something.
I want them red beans and rice.
Let me tell you something. Nigga pass out by the pool one time. I can't get invited on no more motherfucking trips.
They say you. Okay.
But I was a composed drunk.
How can you be composed?
Because I was passed out. I couldn't do nothing. I was composed. I had enough sense not to roll over into the water and drown.
From one tall person to another.
Like, and so I was laid on the ground, so they didn't know how tall I was. And soon, a beautiful afternoon became nightfall, and they didn't even know I was there no more. Except for the people that was in line for the steakhouse that was looking at me like, is he ever going to get up? But you know what? Truth be told, I did wake up about 15 minutes before I actually let on that I was awake.
Let on.
Yeah. Because I was contemplating how was my drunk ass going to stand to my feet and not fall in the water. But you know what? I will say this. If you're ever in your life going to get pissy, pass out drunk, that's who you want. You need, man. She held me down like a trooper, man. Because, you know, when you pass out, you kind of come to every kind of now and then. I heard people like, is he okay? She was like, oh, yeah, he's laying by the pool. He's chilling. Yeah, that's what he do.
Day, nigga.
Yeah, nigga was out.
Out. But this has nothing to do niggas with us was, going to the
motherfuckers was trying to holler at her. And she, and dude, she two dudes at the same time was like, I ain't never seen two dudes put working on one person.
They put that work in?
Though? They was putting the pressing on, and she was handling it. She was handling it like Serena with two rackets.
I'm trying to remember who you're talking about.
Two white boys.
Oh, that was more about...
They wasn't cute.
No, they were cute. They were young. Not, like, I would feel like illegally gross.
No, they weren't. No, that
I mean, they
wild.
Weren't that young, but that's
they
how
were more, that they were. They were more.
It
like
it just was kind of gross.
They were more like they would have gave her a good freshman in college session.
Yeah, maybe sense. Sophomore. Maybe.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
No,
I know. I was like, ooh.
But they had the Abercrombie and Fitch bodies and shit. So,
we had a good time. We were talking about people. I was trying to hook them up with other people at the pool, and one dude was like, "I might
so
try
you
her."
Were matchmaking, mm-hmm. nursing, pretty much. Like you were doing.
She was doing.
It was fun. It was sunny. It was nice.
So when are we? I kept hearing
one dude was like, "Are you sure he good?" And he was like, "She was like, yeah, he good. He just good." I was just like. And I kept this arm just kept falling in the pool. Like I feel water, I'm a drain.
And he was flashing.
Man, I was fucked up.
He was okay. Anyway,
but I didn't toss my cookies. Did I toss my cookies?
Pause.
Did I? Fuck.
That was a pause.
What? That's not no pause.
My cookies.
That ain't pause.
I feel like it was kind of a pause.
It's a throw up.
Okay.
I was gonna say no pause denied. He said pause or not. But anyway, I would totally be down to go to New Orleans. We talked, Kmart and I talked about going to Ireland.
Oh, shit.
Right? I mean, you can get some really good deals. Like, on Groupon all the time, they have something like a trip to Dublin.
I just got very excited about Ireland.
In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty.
Like, my passport is valid until, like, 2025 or some shit.
I first met my eyes on sweet Molly Malone.
I don't remember when mine expired. I just got a new one.
And she wheeled the wheelbarrow.
Me too. Streets, so you probably 2026. You good.
Probably something like that. Five, seven, eight.
Let's go.
Alive, alive.
Sounds like he needs to go too.
He's well on his way, it sounds like.
And found out my mom, 13% Irish, Scottish.
Boom.
Something else.
Shut up.
You know I'm one-fourth.
One-fourth is
so
a lot.
So
that
means might be related.
25%.
No. Might be related. Yeah.
The last name.
Yeah, so. Anyway. And Nigerian, too. But whatever. Anywho. Yeah, I'm down. Whatever. You know, we talk about doing trips. We got to be real about it. Because, you know, a couple other people talked about doing trips, and they keep falling by the wayside. And I'm going to leave you behind. Mm-mm. I'm going
to
leave you behind.
All right.
Put it. I ain't never let you down, except for the one joint. But I told you straight up I couldn't do it.
I don't even remember which one it was.
The Italy excursion.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That just sounded like too much work for me.
What do you mean?
I mean, I know we talked about it and I understand differently now, but it was just
you mean the hotel.
Yeah, we was like, oh, so we going to be here for one day, then we going to pack up and we going to drag our bags here, then we going to pack up and drag our bags over to here.
But that's how you, if you're trying to go to Florence, Venice, and Rome, Florence, and Venice, that's how you do. You got to pack your stuff.
And how long?
It was a
2-week commitment.
No, it's not. I mean, Rome, you don't really need it much time in Rome. Okay. Florence, we ended up doing some. Oh, yeah, and Milan was in there, too. It was like, you don't really need that much. And even Milan, we cut down to one day, and we still had a good time. Hmm. So, I don't know. So, have passport.
I can eat and shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then
granted, I'm going to be honest. I probably can't do Florence. I mean, do Italy in 2018. But Ireland, I probably could. Or New Orleans. It's a quick jump. So,
all right.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
And be about it.
How about that? Yeah. Because this wealth of money shit is on pause right now.
I want to be about it in 2018.
No, right? We need to do that for real. We need to do three stops. You know, I tell you what. How about
Did
this?
Did I just feel a tour?
How about this?
Like, what just happened?
Right. How about we pick three destinations?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a hotel, mm-hmm. and we'll see about getting the smaller of their ballrooms to hold about
greeting.
Six of our listeners that may attend, and we'll have a little.
No, we can just get a hotel room that's big enough and be like come to our room and we go party.
I like it.
Oh shit!
Nola, and we need two more.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Stop it.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll talk about it.
He's very
maybe
excited.
Later.
He's already there.
Later in the year. Okay.
We'll talk about it. Deepsis, give us some hints. Like, where should we go first?
Dick B is there. He's looking for that wealth of money, y'all.
They're going to say Cali, I'm sure.
Probably. And I wouldn't be at all upset about that.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Not at all. So, I guess, you know, it's time to wrap up this function.
Yes, sir.
We're going to definitely be a lot more consistent with you. And all that good shit. But before we leave, you know, we got to do our thing. Reese Cup, you gonna lead us off?
I don't know.
Queen?
How about I start and help
yes.
you out? One finger, two finger.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about. So, let's see. Two fingers to... I don't want to say getting it together for 2018 because everybody say that like every year or something. The clock changes and the calendar turns. So I'm just going to say wishing everybody safety and love. And did that for you. And health, good health, because yeesh. In 2018, so that's my two finger. My one finger, now I'm going to turn the corner. My one finger is for the goddamn people out there that don't know how to use a turn signal. Save lives, people. Use your turn signal. I don't know you turning in that parking lot unless you put your signal on. Do you want me to hit you? Sometimes I feel like you do want me to hit you. I almost hit somebody at the 7-Eleven, but I knew they were going to turn. But if I wasn't paying attention, I would hit that person. Turn it into the 7-Eleven because they ain't use their signal. Use a signal, people. It takes like 1 point. It don't even take 1 point. Point something seconds to flick that little lever. Blink, 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 blink. That's all you got to do.
Blink, blink, blink. I love the sound effect. That was...
Blink, blink. Which one? That one sounds blink, better. Blink,
blink, blink. I like that one. Oh, that was that, good, too. That was pretty...
I almost sound like horse, but... Clopping along.
That's a... First of all...
Okay. But anyway, but yeah. He was a damn signal.
So, my two fingers goes to, like, some good shit, and my one finger goes to some bad shit.
Yes, ma'am.
So, two fingers to love and consistency. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. The words of the year, and I really, really, I'm really, really big on that. So, love, consistency, I'm all about that. I'm giving my one finger to the people on social media, namely Facebook and Instagram, who, when you are out somewhere and you're having a great time and you post a picture and you and people comment like, no invite, hey, where am I? Like, one finger to y'all. Like, come on, man. Like, I'm just out here having a good time, living my best life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You weren't gonna come anyway.
Yes, there was no invite because I didn't want to invite you. Like, well, but I can't say that on there, or I can, but then that goes into a whole other situation, and I don't have time for that.
Is
so.
This a GG thing?
Oh, God. Father God. Yes. So, one finger to that, because it drives me crazy. Like, sometimes I just fall into some shit, like, with good people that I'm hanging with, and we fall into no one pause. Place and the next one, like... So, yes, one finger to that. But I love y'all, and I'll consistently not invite y'all. Mm-mm. Okay, bye.
Well, okay, bye. I hear that, though.
Two fingers to... You know what? Two fingers to a damn good bowel movement yesterday. Man, I've been going through some things, and...
You said you had Chipotle, didn't you?
No, that was today.
Oh. You gonna have another one?
I'm fucking around.
You got
yeah.
something in the on the horizon?
Slim. I
did had you get black beans or pintos?
I had for both. I had the Four Seasons yesterday. It was like, but it was so cleansing and relieving, and so I think. And you know what? Y'all might be like, did that nigga just give two fingers to a shit? If you haven't been like doing it good for like 4 days, yeah, you would too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And it's going to be more consistent.
No doubt. Shout out Starbucks coffee because you make shit happen.
But I'm bow.
That works too, didn't it? I did so, a sound effect too.
Yeah.
You did.
One finger. You know what? I got to give one finger to party pooping ass motherfucking people. I just don't get it. I mean, people who's... very being is to just disrupt what is there. I don't get it.
Mm, only I know the same people.
I don't get it.
I feel like they're running rampant.
You know, I'm in a thread, a group, little group chat, and that's all we do is we post foolishness and buffoonery all day long. Talk a little smack, talk a little football. Just whatever. We just seriously on goof time. So today, just being funny with the whole H&M thing. Was it today or yesterday? Might have been yesterday. The whole H&M thing. I just put up there. I think I put up something like, look what y'all president allowing companies feel like they can get away with. And why did this one dude? Got a reply. First of all, what does Trump have to do with this? And what makes you think he's empowering companies to do this?
Like, party pooper.
I'm like, nigga, for real? I wish you took your life as serious as you took this post. Shit. Good God Almighty.
Well.
But anyway, as I slide my soapbox back under the console. yeah, man. Absolutely. Oh, can I give another two fingers?
Two fingers.
If you haven't fucking heard, Two Fingers 2. Fab and Jadakiss album. God,
I haven't heard it.
Damn it. I want to talk about refusing to let good rap die.
I love both of them.
She mo Christmas. Somebody pissed Jadakiss off on his album. Like, told him, they're like, nigga, you can't rap. Or something. They did something. He showed them. Good shit, y'all. So, I'm going to get out of here. And due to our lovely Gremlin friends, show might sound a little bit different at the end, but I'll try to clean it up as we go. Queen, we got to get out of here, but as always in parting, we like to say,
if God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bull slits.
Why in the old Negro's spiritual voice?
I don't know. I was trying to channel Doc.
You had your lips all poked out.
Yeah.
Y'all going the way we are here from now. Y'all know Master don't like that.
Oh, I'm done. God. No.
It's tap out time.
Whoopsie.
All right. Whatever you hear beyond this point is bonus material. So, bye.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better.